neighbourhood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A judicial advocacy group has commented on the impact of bias on court matters after a Durban judicial officer was accused of prejudice in a murder case she was presiding over. Senior Magistrate Betty Rawheath has recused herself from a 2021 July unrest matter after a senior state prosecutor raised concern over remarks she allegedly made seen to be of a racial nature. Advocate Bonginkosi Mbokase raised the issue during the trial of Indiran Malcolm Govender in the Verulam Regional Court. Govender is accused of murdering Mondli Majola and attempting to kill Nkululeko Mangwa during the riots in Phoenix. Advocate Mbokase has asked that the trial be started from scratch, arguing that Rawheath's utterances have prejudiced the case. Alison Teely from Judges Matter says it's important that the public has confidence in the judiciary.
We already have a situation where I think people are losing faith in the justice system, that it's not succeeding in bringing the right people to trial and then convicting them and then locking them up, whether it's violent crime, corruption, you know, many issues. So I think it doesn't help, and we really need to try and buttress the judiciary, both magistracy and the high courts, so that people do have confidence in them.
Well, the High Court in Johannesburg has interdicted Operation Dudula from demanding IDs from private individuals at public health facilities. Anti-illegal immigration protesters, including those from March and March, have been manning the entrances of clinics and public hospitals in KZN and Gauteng, demanding that people show IDs before being let through. They claim undocumented migrants are the reason public health facilities are overburdened. The court has today ruled that only immigration officials and police members may request identification. The order also prohibits inciting others to commit these acts on social media or at public gatherings. It's also barred Operation Dudula's members from intimidating, harassing or assaulting foreign nationals, making hate speech, interfering with access to healthcare, schools or businesses. And Microsoft's latest digital defense report has revealed that artificial intelligence is drastically accelerating cyber attack, and the preparation time is down from 58 days to just 12 days. Microsoft Africa's chief security advisor Carissa Varma says AI enables hackers to infiltrate, analyze and monetize attacks faster than ever. Varma has warned that AI-driven phishing success rates have also quadrupled. She's urged organizations to deploy AI-powered defenses, enable multi-factor authentication and maintain continuous monitoring to combat evolving threats. The top story, a judicial advocacy group has commented on the impact of bias on court matters after a Durban judicial officer was accused of prejudice in a matter case she was presiding over. She's recused herself from the July unrest matter. Find more news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas are batting first in the first ODI against Pakistan, and they're currently 215 for 6, 9 overs left in their innings. Felix Jones believes that there might be some revenge motivating France this weekend when they take on the Boks in Paris. And Trent Alexander-Arnold returns to Anfield tonight in the Champions League.